And this news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Hello, and welcome to your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joshua Onneman. The Village of Pigeon marked a milestone for local recreation this week with the official opening of its new playscape at the Community Rec Park. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held on Tuesday, welcoming children enrolled in the village's summer recreation program to help celebrate the occasion. Thumb Bank joined the festivities by providing ice cream sandwiches for attendees. Village officials say the new playground is expected to serve area families and create lasting memories for generations of children to come. And a research mission is bringing new technology to Saginaw Bay later this summer. From July 29th through September 4th, scientists with Great Lakes Environmental Research Laboratory will operate an uncrewed surface vessel known as SeaTrack as part of the SHARC project, which studies harmful algal blooms in Lake Huron. Based out of Sebring, the autonomous craft will collect water data while traveling throughout the bay, including areas as far north as Caseville. Officials are reminding boaters and other water users to keep a distance of at least 200 feet from the vessel while it is conducting research. And the Oliver Township Board of Trustees created a new branch of their government. In May, the board adopted an ordinance that confirmed they established the Oliver Township Planning Commission using Michigan's Planning Enabling Act. Sections of ordinance outline the scope, purpose, and intent of the commission, the terms, compensation, and the meetings of the newly created commission. Among the duties that the Planning Commission will be responsible to handle are subdivision and land division recommendations. And we'll be back with more news after this message from Kohler Propane.
You may not be able to control the price you pay per gallon at the gas pump, but you can control the maximum price you'll pay per gallon of propane if you call Kohler's Propane with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's Propane is now offering their pre-buy and keep full propane programs for the heating season. Contract now and Kohler's will cap your propane price for the entire home heating season. Plus, there's no hidden fees. Get the service you deserve and a contract you can count on. Make the switch to your local company, Kohler Propane, serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Pre-buy ends August 17th, so call toll-free 888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
And we're back. A new effort to address housing needs across Huron County is getting underway after the Huron County Brownfield Redevelopment Authority secured a $40,000 rural readiness grant from the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity. The funding will support a countywide housing conditions and development readiness study aimed at identifying housing shortages, affordability concerns, and obstacles to future residential development. Officials say the project is the first comprehensive review of its kind for Huron County. The Brownfield Redevelopment Authority, managed by the Huron County Economic Development Corporation, is partnering with planning and consulting firm McKenna to complete the study. Researchers have begun gathering data and will soon launch a public survey, along with community outreach events scheduled throughout the summer. Local leaders say the information collected will help guide future planning decisions, encourage investment, and support efforts to expand housing options for residents while strengthening the county's workforce and economy. Huron County residents are encouraged to participate in the upcoming survey to help shape recommendations for future housing development. And wrapping up your news for this hour, a proposal moving through the Michigan House would expand parental access to their children's medical records by removing some existing confidentiality protections for minors who receive certain types of health care without parental involvement. House Bill 5974, introduced by State Rep. Joseph Aragona of Clinton Township, is under review by the House Health Policy Committee. The measure would require healthcare providers to make a minor's medical records available to parents or legal guardians, except where federal law prohibits disclosure. In Michigan, state law places strict limits on what minors can do without a parent's approval, including getting a tattoo, purchasing tobacco products, signing legal documents such as mortgages, or casting a ballot. Current Michigan law allows minors in specific situations to consent to services such as treatment for sexually transmitted infections, some pregnancy-related care, substance abuse treatment, limited outpatient mental health counseling for teens 14 or older, and certain federally funded family planning services. In those cases, the minor may control who can access the related medical records. Supporters of the legislation say parents should have full access to medical information involving children for whom they are legally responsible. Opponents argue that preserving confidentiality in limited circumstances encourages vulnerable teenagers to seek necessary medical care without fear of disclosure. The bill remains in committee as lawmakers continue to debate the balance between parental authority and minors' medical privacy rights. And that has been your news for this hour, brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Now we'll hand things over to John to see if there's any obituaries.
We have no obituaries to report at this time.
Thank you, John. And over to Russ Murley with your precision weather forecast. Russ.
High pressure building in for the